embrace them into the family as we become brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus.
所以我们就欢迎他们加入我们这个耶稣的大家庭里面。
And today we're going to be in the book of Revelation.
今天我们要讲的经文是在启示录里面。
We look into a letter written by Jesus himself to the church in Ephesus.
就是我们看那个耶稣写给以弗所教会的信。
This passage is addressed to members of a family, the people of the church.
这个信呢是给教会里的成员的。
So if you're joining us today as a newcomer or someone who is checking out the church, you're going to listen in on some family business.
所以如果你是今天第一次到教会来的话呢，你会听到的是关于教会里的家务事。
Will you pray with me?
所以我们一起来祷告。
Dear Lord, be with us as we talk about important things that regard our church, our lives, and a relationship with you and one another. Amen.
Amen.
So we'll be in Revelation chapter 2, verse 1.
经文呢是在启示录第二章第一节。
So Jesus is writing 7 letters to 7 churches.
所以你要写信给以弗所教会，给七个教会七个信。
The first church is the letter to the church in Ephesus.
第一个信呢就是给以弗所教会的。
And that church in that city was the most important city in the region at the time.
以弗所呢，在当时是一个非常重要的城市。
It was a great city of trade and commerce.
是做生意的地方。
It was a great place of tourism, as it housed one of the 7 wonders of the world.
那个呢，也是一个观光地方，它里面有七大奇景之一。
You can imagine the kind of culture that took place in Ephesus.
所以你可以想象当时在以弗所的文化是什么样的。
People that know how to handle money, business, and trade.
在那边呢，他们很会做生意啊，会赚钱的人都在那儿。
With extravagant lifestyles and educated people.
所以呢，他们那边呢生活奢侈，然后呢大家都受了很好的教育。
And people that have street smarts.
也很多人呢就是在街上混混。
Every corner there may be someone trying to take advantage of the tourists.
可能呢在每个街口呢都有很多人想要忽悠一些观光客。
I fell into that trap when I moved to Chicago first day.
我呢搬到芝加哥的第一天就犯了这个错误。
This guy was selling me something that was too good to be true.
有一个人呢要卖我东西，看起来是非常不错。
And at the time, I really needed it.
那当时我也非常需要这样东西。
And it was an iPod. He said, "Hey, this is on the streets. It's the best iPod."
他就说那个iPod 就说哎，这个是当时最好的。
I didn't buy it, but I almost fell for it. It happens all the time, though, right?
我差一点买了，但是没有。有的时候我们常常会经不起诱惑，就犯了这个错误。
The more they see, though, in the church, the more they experience. And the more they experience, the more they have to put up walls.
所以呢，那当时呢，他们就看到很多，也经历很多。越经历多，看过多的话呢，就更会防卫。
I think maybe we've all been in that situation where we have been scammed.
我们可能每个人都有受骗上当过。
We experience more.
我们呢就会经历一些。
And then we put up more walls.
然后呢，我们就慢慢的把我们的这个预防的这个墙呢建筑起来。
And they'll never happen to us.
所以就希望说不再发生这样的事情。
The people over there, for sure, they did the same thing. They become jaded and callous to people.
所以那个时候以弗所的人也是这样子，他们就变成呢是很麻木，然后冷酷无情。
And they have to.Operate in certain ways that's different.
所以呢，他们就要改变一些生活形态。
They have to analyze and adapt to protect themselves from schemers and vultures.
所以呢，要想尽办法保护自己，防止受骗上当。
Okay, I'm going to share with you a time that I did get scammed.
所以我要告诉你一个我被骗的经历。
One time it was something on Instagram.
有一次我在网络上。
Do y'all know what Instagram is?
就是那个 Instagram 是网络的一个东西。
Have you ever bought something off Instagram?
有没有人在那个上面买过东西的
？Don't ever do it.
不要在那边买东西。
So they have this very very great advertisement.
就那边呢就打出了一个很好的广告。
And they play a wonderful advertisement promising great results over 5,000 views and 4.66 positive reviews.
所以呢，那个广告出来的时候呢，就拍得非常好，很吸引人。然后呢，也是说效果很好。然后那个雨评也非常的好，有5000个都是给了4.6这个分数，非常高的分数。
And the advertisement looked really honest.
所以看起来是挺不错的。
And then They have it on YouTube where they say, don't fall for these advertisements. Look, they analyze and they depict it, and then they say, look how different it is.
但他们也告诉你说呢，就不要受骗上当，会让你比较一下啊，说怎么样是真的。
And another, it was what it was like a mini telescope you hook up to your phone. You know what I'm talking about? You ever see that?
就好像小的望远镜，你可以跟你的这个手机连起来。
You can look at the stars and stuff with the little thing.
去看天上的星星啊什么的。
Man, that was a waste of money. I'm sorry.
就浪费钱的。
Okay, so there's another thing though. This is the last thing.It'll probably happen again. I'll probably fall for it again. But Josie and I needed something for our house. It was something to water the plants.
但有一天呢，我跟我太太我们就觉得说我们家里需要一个东西来好像浇我们的花草。
And it tells us when to water it. So it's like a meter indicator, and online had a lot of great reviews.
所以呢，就好像一个是可以自动浇水的，看起来那个评语也非常的好。
And we thought to ourselves, this has to be good because all the reviews and all the people that bought it, it has to be good.
我们就说这么多人都买了，也留了这么好的评语，这个东西一定是不错的。
And Amazon wouldn't lie to us.
所以亚马逊绝对不会骗我们的，对不对？
But inside the box, it says there's a $10 gift card. Redeem it after you leave a 5-star review.
但是呢，后来收到就是说里面有个10块钱的礼券。这个礼券是说等你在那个网络上面留了很好的评语以后，你才可以去拿这个10块钱的礼券。
We really debated whether or not we wanted that $10 voucher.
所以我们就在想，到底要不要这样做去拿这个十块钱的礼券。
And we said, no, we're not giving them the satisfaction of this another review, so we're not giving a review to them.
所以我们就没有去这样做。
But they were buying fake reviews.
但是他们就是花钱去买他们的这个好的。
So we had heightened our awareness, we became aware, we put our guard up.
所以我们就要提高警觉，然后我们也开始就小心注意我们的事情。
The more you see, the more you experience, the more you have to...Adapt and change.
所以呢，你看得多，听得多了以后，你也觉得说，你就必须要改变一些你的政策。
We change.
我们也会变。
We become different. Life is different.
我们就变得不一样了，生活也不一样。
We forget what it's like before all this has happened.
我们就忘记了在这之前呢，生活是怎么样。
And I think this is what's happening in the Church of Ephesus.
我想呢，这也是在以弗所教会发生的事情。
Says verse 1.
To
the angel.Or messenger in this case, and the angel here represents the pastor of the church. It says angel, but remember, angels are also messengers. Here we go. Okay, these are the words of him who holds the 7 stars in the right hand and walks among the 7 gold lampstands.
所以他就讲说，教会的使者，这个使者呢，就是指这个教会的牧师哈，是传信息的人。说那个手上拿着7个星，在7个金灯台中间行走的。
So the 7 stars are these messengers, and they are the pastors.
所以这个7个星呢，就是指7个牧师。
And the lampstands are the 7 churches.
金灯台就是指这7个教会。
At first, when he says, "I'm holding the messengers," it says, "I'm holding the pastors in my hand. I call them, I direct them, I guide them. I am among them, and I built them."
也就是耶稣就是说呢，我把这七个牧师呢放在我手中，我呼召他们，我来指引他们，带领他们。然后呢，我也在他们当中，我建造他们。
And when he walks among the golden lampstands, I love how he says he walks among them, and that they are called golden lampstands.
所以呢，耶稣就在他们这7个金灯台中间行走哈，他就是在那边带领。
The churches are to resemble a beacon of light in the dark world.
教会呢，也就是在这个黑暗世界里的一盏明灯。
That when people come and they experience and they come to church, it is a refreshment to their souls, a safe haven.Where people become an experience home and peace.
所以呢，他们到教会来的时候呢，就会在灵里得到更新哈，然后呢，也会有一些这个新的这个体验，然后到了一个家，有很这个回家的一个平安的感觉。
They come to church not as a chore or duty, but to a place where they come as a family. They come together in encouragement, come together and grow in their love and relationship with God and each other.
所以呢，到教会来呢，就不是一个像是一个任务责任一样而是一个回到一个像家里面的感觉。所以呢，在这边可以得到互相的鼓励，相亲相爱，与神建立一个关系。
I know there's so many things going on in this world, and so many things going on in people's lives.
这个社会呢，世界上发生这么多事情哈。
I know that when you're going to work, maybe there's some people that are being really, really mean and harshful to you.
所以呢，你去上班的时候，可能你的同事跟你都不是相处得很愉快。
Or maybe when you're at school, you have no friends and you have no one to talk to.
或者是你去学校的时候交不到朋友，没有人跟你说话。
Or maybe at home, your parents, they don't understand you, but there's something that is really bothering you, but you have no one to talk to.
可能在家里头也是，你跟你的父母亲谈不上话，你虽然有事情，也没办法跟他们讨论。
Or maybe with your spouse and your kids, you just feel like we're not getting along, and there's something that really needs to be changed.
所以可能跟你的配偶啊，或者家里的小孩子也是关系不好，就觉得说一定要有什么样的改变才行。
And Jesus is calling this church a lampstand.
耶稣
To lighten the path of those who need direction, love, and be connected in love.
所以呢，耶稣叫他们教会是金灯台，就是说大家都要在这边有爱，能够互相连接。
And we are the body who don't have it all together, but when we are together in the name of Jesus, we should help each other grow in the knowledge of love of God.
所以呢，我们都不是完全人，但是我们可以在以耶稣的名聚集在一起的时候，应该互相的帮助。在神的爱和神的认知里面能够互相增长。
And Jesus says to this church in verse 2, I know your works, your labor, and your endurance, and that you cannot tolerate evil. You have tested those who all themselves are apostles and you found them to be liars. You also possess endurance and have tolerated many things because of my name and have not grown weary.
我知道你的行为劳碌忍耐，也知道你不能容忍恶人。你也曾经试验那自称为使徒，却不是使徒的，看出他们是假的来。你也能忍耐，曾为我的名劳苦，并不乏倦。
It looks like this church has some really accomplished some incredible deeds.
看起来这个教会真的是做了许多不错的事情。
If the church where I grew up, we struggle with just trying to live up to one of these deeds.
所以我以前的那个教会呢。连做里面的一样事情都做不好。
There was a person who came to our church and they said some questionable things.
曾经呢有一个人到我们教会来说了一些很有质疑的这个话语。
This person was a caretaker, neighbor, girlfriend of one of the church members who had a lot of money.
这个女士呢，她是我们教会一个会员的一个邻居，也是她的女朋友，也是照顾她的人。那这个。这个男士呢，他是非常有钱的。
And this man was older, didn't have family, and couldn't speak.
这个男的呢，就是家里没有亲人，然后年纪比他长了很多，然后也不能说话。
So I sat down next to her, try to talk to her a little bit, get to know her.
所以我就坐在他旁边跟他聊天，想要多认识他一点。
And she says, "I'm going to take care of him until he dies. I'm his girlfriend, and hopefully we will be married one day."
他就跟我说，哎呀，我是他的女朋友，我照顾他，我会照顾他到他一直去见上帝为止。我希望有一天我们可以结婚。
And normally I wouldn't be too alarmed, but then she said, "I do believe in God, but there are some verses in the Bible that I don't like."
但我也觉得没什么，但他讲了一些话就引起我的这个警觉，因为他说圣经里面有一些这个经文呢是我不喜欢的。
And then she tells me, you know, I get a black marker and I cross out verses that I don't like to hear and read.
她就说呢，我看到我不喜欢的经文呢，我就拿个黑色的笔把它划掉，就不想读。
And I said, if that were true, then, you know, most of us would cross out all the whole entire Bible, right?
如果真的是这样，我们大概整本圣经都要划掉了。
So I became extremely wary about this, and I brought it to the leaders of the church.
所以我就有点担心，我就把这个事情跟教会的这个长职的人讲了。
They said, don't worry, it's not a problem.
他们就说，不要担心，没问题的。
But I thought to myself, it is a problem.Church members could be led astray.
我就觉得说这是个问题啊，因为教会的会员可能会被他带偏了。
And of course, no church is perfect, and no leader is perfect.
当然，没有一个完美的教会，也没有一个完美的领导。
But it does seem that you know many churches do struggle, except the church in Ephesus seem to have it all right.
所以呢，看起来很多教会都是有非常多的困难，但是看起来以弗所教会好像是不错的。
I mean, you go to a church and maybe they have one thing right, but this church of Ephesus.They're doing a good job.
所以有的教会只能把一样事情做好，但是看起来这个以弗所是做了许多不错的事。
It says they labor with great endurance, never being burned out. The leaders and volunteers serve months and years without needing a break.
就是说他们呢都能够持久忍耐哈，然后虽然做的精疲力尽呢，有很多这个同工啊或者是领导啊，他们呢。好多时间，很长时间都不休息。
It also says that they do not tolerate any evil. They're a holy church.
也说他们不能容忍恶人，所以他们是一个很圣洁的教会。
Everybody is equipped with expelling those who take advantage of people. Their walls are high, and no scammers ever infiltrate their territory. Everybody, is well equipped.
所以看起来这个教会的人呢，他们都已经受到装备，知道怎么样来分辨啊，这个好的坏的，然后也就不会受骗上当。
It says that they also had the ability to discern false apostles.
也这边讲说他们可以分辨出来谁是假的。
This church has done a very great job of making sure every single person is an expert at biblical knowledge.
所以看起来这个教会呢，是把每个人都装备到说可以分辨出来好与坏这样子。
Because we know how easy it is to twist and manipulate people using the Bible if they aren't familiar with the Bible.
所以我们知道呢，如果是有人不是对圣经不熟悉的话呢，很多人就可以用圣经来扭曲你的想法这样子来这个改变你。
Thousands of false religions and cults use the very same book we use.
所以很多这个异端呢，他们也是用同样的我们用的这本圣经。
I come from Utah, and the dominant religion is Mormonism.
我是从 Utah 来的，那边的主要的这个教呢就是摩门教。
They say they worship the same Jesus and the same God, and we use the same book they use.
也跟我们讲说，他们是同样的敬拜，同样的耶稣啊，也同样的神，也是用同样的一本圣经。
And they've even convinced many of my Christian friends that Mormonism is true.
所以呢，他们也说服了很多我这个基督徒的朋友，说摩门教才是正当的。
And this church has really endured through a lot of the hardships of various kinds.
所以这个以弗所教会呢，他们也经历过了各式各样的逼迫。
It really looks like it's the most outstanding church of all time.
所以看起来他们真的是在当时是一个非常不错的教会。
They kept enduring and enduring and never giving up.
他们呢都是坚忍不移，也不放弃。
How easy would it be to live like?The outside world.
所以呢，如果说我们可以跟外面的人一样的生活，不是更容易吗？
And we know that sometimes we don't want to come to church. We don't want to do the things that church says.
有的时候我们不想来教会，或者不想照着教会所说的去做。
This church in Ephesus appears to be the hallmark by all which all churches should gauge themselves.
但是这个以弗所教会看起来呢，应该是可以做其他教会的一个榜样的。
However, in verse 4, it says.Jesus, I have this against you. You have abandoned the love you had at first.
但是第四节就讲说，然而有一件事情我要责备你，就是你把起初的爱心离弃了。
It says, remember the height from which you have fallen. Repent and do the things you did at first.
所以呢，就说你要悔改啊，要做你当初起初有的爱心。
Something was missing in this church.
所以在这个教会里面呢，少了一样。
The church who did everything Paul had been pleaded with all churches to do.
也就是呢，保罗要所有的教会都要去做的事。
What was missing?
少了什么呢？
It was church without love.
也就是教会没有爱。
A lot of churches today fall into this trap.
今天有很多教会也落入这个圈套。
We think about growing, moving, and moving, and moving, and moving.
我们就说教会要增长，然后大家就往前冲，往前冲。
Are we doing enough? Are we growing enough?
我们是不是做得不够呢？我们是不是都已经很好了？
What were the attendance numbers?
我们的人数是多少？
Especially in a church next to a thriving city that grew in commerce, business, and growth.
特别是在一个这样子一个繁华商业的城市呢，应该是很多人增长的。
Churches like to compare themselves with the outside world. What are we doing? How do we get more?
所以教会常常跟外面的世界来比，说我们怎么样做得够不够，还不是要再做多一点。
And then you see other churches with fog machines and professionals and event coordinators.
所以你就看到别的教会哦，他们有什么烟雾器啊，在这个讲台上，或他们又可以聘一个专业人士啊来办各样的活动。
And then one day perhaps we are an entertainment center and not a lampstand.
所以有一天我们就变成是一个这个娱乐中心了，而不再是金灯台。
The church has forgotten the love they had at first.
教会忘记了当初的爱。
This type of outlook in life is not simply just in churches, but manifests itself in all areas of our lives.
这种情况呢，不是说只有在教会里面，而是在我们生活当中呢，都随处可见。
We are focused on duty and not passion.
我们呢就想尽责任，而没有热情去做。
We are driven by numbers, but not people.
我们呢就想要人数增长，但没有去关心人。
We are consumed with perfection, but not the process of building and growing relationships.
我们呢是想把事情做得更好，但是没有注意到互相建立更美好的关系。
We are concerned about serving, but have forgotten who we are serving.
我们就想去做侍奉，但是呢我们忘记了我们要去侍奉的是谁。
If we look into our lives, where we work, and who we are surrounded by, we come to be so driven by our jobs that Even saying hello, how are you, has been a nuisance and a waste of time.
所以呢，我们在我们的生活当中呢，我们就是要去努力工作，然后我们看看我们的环境，就想去一直往上爬，就忘记了我们周围哈，的人。有的时候甚至觉得说去跟他打个招呼，都觉得这个是很多余的浪费时间的事。
And we may think to ourselves, all the janitor in the office or the security guard in my building, that they're supposed to be there to help me and serve me, but my important thing is to reach that goal.And because that's all that matters.
所以呢，在办公室的那些清洁工啊，或者是门口的警卫啊，他们就是帮助我来达到我事业目标的一个帮手。所以呢，我也不需要去跟他们花太多的时间，他们也不重要。
We've been too absorbed with ourselves that we may begin to think that people have little value.
所以呢，我们就在追求我们自己要的东西的时候，我们就忘记了，就觉得人是不重要的。
Or into the homes and our relationships where those we first loved.
所以在家里面也是一样，我们就忘记了我们当初的爱。
Marriage has become less about each other, but more about what is this partner going to do for me and my success and my desires.
所以婚姻呢，就不再是说两个互相相亲相爱，而是说这个配偶呢，他可以帮助我在我的事业上或者哪里可以帮我什么做什么。
And if sometimes we read that marriage is about the other person, then we tend to think, okay, what should I do? What can I do?
有的时候我们也讲说，婚姻是要看对方，照顾对方。那我们就想，我能做什么呢
？As long as I vacuum the floors and scrub the sink, do the dishes, clean the toilets, I'm going to sit right back on the couch, right?
所以呢，可能我就是去吸吸尘啊，洗个碗啊，洗个厕所，好了，我就做完我该做的事了。
And then we're always thinking about, are we building enough? Are we making enough? Is our house new enough?
所以我们就在想说，我们有没有存很多钱，赚很多钱？我们的房子是不是应该要换一个了？
Are the kids doing well in school?
所以呢，小孩子在学校是不是也功课不错呢
？You've come absorbed in the world of commerce, where at any moment we may be behind on the times.
所以呢，我们在这个完全是以盈利为重的这个社会里面，我们就觉得说，我们是不是赶不上时代了
？And then we look at the scammers; they're living better than we are.
我们就看那些诈骗人，他们生活过得比我们还好。
Time to get a new job because we're not living as well as those people.
所以呢，可能要换个工作，因为我们的生活比不上他们。
And we look at other people, their kids are doing better than our kids.
所以就看看人家别人家的小孩，哎，他们家的小孩比我们家小孩好像还不错。
And we need to hire more tutors, move him and her to a better school.
所以是不是应该要请个家教啊，还是给他换个学校
？What I usually say though, when I think about that, I do think about all those things.
所以我常常会想到这些事情。
I often contemplate what my life will look like, the last moments of my life.
所以我常常在想说，在我生命的最后的那一时刻是会是什么样子的呢
？And wherever I'm going to be in the hospital bed, in prison, or in a car wreck.
可能我是不是躺在医院啊，还是说我是在监狱里面，或者是我出了车祸
？The last few moments in my life, what am I thinking about myself?
所以在生命的最后几分钟，我会想我在想是我会想什么事情呢
？What's the one thing I would have done differently? What would I have asked for?
有哪一样事情，我觉得说我应该去做的不一样是什么事情
？I know the last thing that I would ever ask for is money.
我知道呢，钱不是我要的。
The last thing that I would ever ask for is to be successful.
也不是说我要去很成功。
What I would ask for is to see those that I love, and those whom I love, and that I had a great impact on them, that they too experience love.
那我就想，我是到时候我可能是想要去看到我爱的人，他们也爱我的人，我在他们的生命当中呢有了一些影响力啊，然后呢他们也体验到了爱。
But love is easily forgotten.
但是爱是很容易被忘记的。
Life moves on, things happen to us, and we really cannot love anymore. We forget about love, we're unable to love.
所以呢，我们天天就这样子过日子 ，OK？ 那生活啊，很多事情就发生了。也让我们就爱不起来，我们也忘了爱，我们也没有办法去爱。
Everything's changing, we're changing, we're abandoning it because we feel that it's more important anymore.
所以呢，我们就常常都在改变，我们也放弃了这个爱，我们觉得说这个也是不重要的。
But that could not be further from the truth.
但是绝对不是这样子的。
Book of Jeremiah, God told Jeremiah, Jeremiah chapter 5 verse 1.
在耶利米书第五章第一节。
It says, run to and fro through the streets of Jerusalem. See now and know, and seek in her open places. If you can find a man, if there is anyone who executes judgment, who seeks the truth, then I will pardon her.
你们当在耶路撒冷的街上跑来跑去，在旷阔处寻找，看看有没有一个人是行公义、求诚实的没有。 若有，我就赦免这个城。
God's saying that the church has to be different. We have to be different.
就是说教会一定要不一样。
And he says to Jeremiah, if there's just one person in the entire city who seeks the truth, I will not destroy the city.
所以神跟耶利米讲说，只要有一个人是行公义、追求神的话，他就不毁灭这个城。
How did Israel become like this?
以色列怎么会变成这个样子的？
Of course, they were living in a constant whirlwind of a weird cycle of events where they'd sin, come back to God, sin, come back to God.
当然那时候以色列呢，他们就是在做一个循环，一直不停的犯罪，又回到神的旁边来，然后又犯罪，又背离神，然后又回到神的身边来，就一直不停的周旋这个。
At this moment, they didn't want God. They never wanted to go back.
所以在这个时候呢，他们是不再寻求神的了。
Not one person would seek God and know the truth.
甚至连一个寻求神的都没有。
And as we have read, if you ever read the Psalms in your devotions, David is constantly reminded of the great works God has done in his life.
所以我们如果读诗篇，你就可以看到大卫常常在诗篇里面描写神对他的影响。
He's always warning his readers, remember, remember, remember.
他都是常常提醒我们要一直不要忘记，不要忘记，不要忘记。
Because the goodness of God, the love of God, the love of what we have for each other, we always forget.
因为呢，神给我们的爱哈，我们互相之间的爱，我们都常常都忘记了这回事。
And just for example, we read it earlier, Psalm 78:11-16.
就像我们刚刚起印经文里面读到诗篇第七十八篇十一到十六节讲的。
God saving the Hebrews out of the hand of Pharaoh is God's great expression of His love.
神把那个希伯来人从法老的手中呢拯救出来，就是神爱的表现。
Rescue them out of the hand of slavery into the path of guidance, protection, and love.
把他们呢从奴役的这个生活当中解救出来哦，带领他们，保护他们，爱他们。
But immediately the wilderness, they rebelled, complained, tested, and went against God.
在他们一到了旷野，他们就开始埋怨、叛逆、悖逆，也试探神、悖逆神。
Exodus 32. This is the right after God helped them and loved them and did everything He did for them.
就在这个出埃及记三十二章里面讲。
Immediately after, it says, when the people saw that Moses was so long in coming down from the mountain, they gathered around Aaron and said, Come, make us gods who will go before us. As for this fellow Moses who brought us up out of Egypt, we don't know what has happened to him. Aaron answered him, Take off the gold earrings that your wives, your son, and your daughters are wearing and bring them to me. So all the people took off their earrings and brought them to Aaron. He took...But they handed him and made it into an idol cast in the shape of a calf, fashioned it with a tool, and they said, These are your gods, Israel, who brought you out of Egypt.
所以呢，他们百姓就看见摩西迟延不下山来，大家就聚集到亚伦那边，就对他说，起来为我们做神像，可以在我们前面引路。因为引我们出埃及的那个摩西呢，我们不知道他遭遇了什么事情。亚伦就对他们说，你们去摘下你们妻子儿女耳朵上的耳环、金环来拿给我。百姓就都摘下他们的耳上的金环，拿来给亚伦。亚伦从他们手里接过来，就铸了一个金牛犊，用雕刻的器具做成。他们就说：“以色列啊，这是领你出埃及的神。”亚伦看见就说：“在金牛犊面前足坛宣告说，明日要向耶和华守节庆。”
They forgot about God's great works, turned away from God, replacing the God who would do any for us to rescue them, and they made it into a golden calf.
所以呢，他们就忘记了是神把他们拯救带领出来的。现在他们就用一个金牛犊，用别的东西来代替啊，是拯救他们的神。
It is indeed easy to forget about God and His love.
所以很容易我们就忘记了神，忘记神的爱。
We are people who are faithless, weak, and impatient.
我们是一群软弱无助又没有信心耐心的人。
Growing up, we had different youth pastors come and go to our church.
在我以前的教会呢，我们有常常换了好几个这个年轻牧师。
Some were here for a few months, some were here for a year or so.
有的时候就待几个月，有的人可能待了一两年。
There were, however, two leaders that impacted me.
但是有两个呢，这个牧师呢是对我有很大影响的。
We first met them at a retreat, and I remember hearing the leader's sermon for the very first time.
第一个呢是在一个退休会上，我听到他第一次讲道。
And they were just guest speakers, but I remember their sermons, and it changed my life forever.
他们呢当时只是客座讲员，但是后来呢，他们的这个讲道呢就影响我的一生。
It was the first time that I've ever heard of God's love. That was I was 15, and it had already been at church for a long time.
那个我那时候我十五岁，我已经在教会也待了一段时间了，但是那是我第一次听到一个非常好的关于讲神的爱的一个信息。
He gave one of the most powerful sermons, and people were coming to Christ.
所以呢，他是讲了一个强而有力的信息，很多人就来认识主，接受主。
And it was because of him that in that sermon that I wanted to become a preacher, and it made me feel like because of him, I couldn't be scared, and I didn't have any doubts.
就看到他以后，我就让我产生了也想做这个青年牧师的这个意愿，然后我也知道说我不会害怕，我也不怀疑。
And I looked up to them and knowing that they were somebody very special.
所以呢，我非常尊敬他们，也觉得他们是非常特殊的。
And so we chatted with them some more, and not long after they became our youth pastor.
所以我就跟他们有多一点接触，结果不久他就成为我们的青少年牧师了。
And the pastor kept mentoring me, leading me, growing me, and even convicting me.
他呢也就指导我、带领我啊，帮助我成长，甚至有时候指出我的错误来。
And we had a really great relationship.
所以我们有个很好的关系。
And the other friend who was a teacher, he was mostly just teaching Sunday school.
另外一个他就是主日学的老师。
He ended up being in my wedding. I was very, very close with him.
所以呢，他也来参加我的婚礼，我跟他关系是非常好的。
And because of him, I want to be a good Sunday school teacher.
所以也是因为受他的影响，我也想成为一个主日学的老师。
And what made him such a great leader was that he was just always so patient.
他为什么会是好的这个老教导的导师呢？因为他非常有耐心。
And he always knew what to say and when to say it and how to say things that would make you feel like you weren't stupid or incompetent.
所以呢，他也会在适当的时候说合宜的话，不会让你觉得说自己很笨啊，或者是很无能。
And it seemed like the three of us together, we could all succeed as a leader and I could succeed even though I was just 15.
所以那个时候我虽然只有十五岁，但是我觉得我们三个人都应该可以成为教会里面很好的领袖。
And that, even at that age, I was going through so many things, but those leaders really put us together.
所以那个时候虽然我很年轻，但是我们真的就是有同样的目标。
And even though they moved, I grew up going to college, they went on to serve at different places, I knew that we could still be strengthened.
所以呢，我后来就去念大学了，然后他们也搬到别的地方去了，但是我知道我们都还是各自哈，都很好的可以来侍奉神。
And some of you know my testimony, I fell away and I came back, but I remember their testimony and I was strong because of them.
所以呢，有很多人也听到过我的见证啊，所以虽然我那个时候很叛逆、悖逆，也远离了神，但是后来我也是因为受他们的影响，我也回到神的身边。
And at that moment, I deteriorated, I was miserable and depressed, thinking about suicide.
那个时候我是在走下坡啊，也非常痛苦，也很沮丧，甚至想到要自杀。
But the message that they were preaching into my life, the words kept pounding into my soul.
但他们的信息呢，就一直在我脑海里那边帮助我啊，就是帮助我的成长。
And it felt as if Jesus was speaking to me.
就好像是耶稣在对我说话。
And I would remember those words into my mind. I am here. I'll never forget about you. I'll never leave you.
就好像耶稣是讲说，我在这里，我永远不会离开你，我不会忘记你。
No matter how far you've gone, no matter how disobedient or unfaithful, Jesus's words kept telling me, I will always remember you and love you.
所以不管呢，我觉得怎么样哈，我怎么样背逆背叛，总觉得耶稣就在旁边对我说，我会永远爱你的。
And it was them pouring into my lives, knowing that Jesus is always faithful.
所以呢，我知道就是耶稣的爱呢是这个诚实啊，是这个永不改变的。
And I went back into Jesus' arms and into His love and He saved me.
所以我就再回到耶稣的怀抱里面啊，他也拯救了我。
Jesus never forgot about us.
耶稣永远不会忘记我们。
So after I came back to Christ, fully restored into Him.
所以呢，我就完全回到耶稣啊的怀里，把自己交托给他。
And honestly, I'm just so thankful to be here, preaching, be a part of this church, and just being a part of everyone's lives here.
所以呢，我很诚实的说，我很高兴能够在这个教会侍奉哈，也跟大家一起来这个敬拜。
And it is indeed one of the greatest joys to just be because of God loving me and serving Him and Him being with me.
所以呢，在这边可以跟神接触啊，跟大家一起，我觉得真的是这个很好的恩典。
And so, after I fell away and came back to God, I went to Bible college and started working, and now I'm working here.
所以呢，我就远离神以后，又回到神的身边以后，我就去念了神学院，现在我就在这边侍奉。
And I reconnected with the old youth pastor and the mentor, my Sunday school teacher.
所以我也跟我前面那个主日学老师跟那个以前的那个牧师呢，我都跟他们又联系上了。
couple of them went, or both of them went on missions and started their own church, and we lost touch for many, many years.
所以呢，他们呢去宣教去做别的侍奉，我就跟他们失去联络了非常多年。
And the one that was a Sunday school teacher that who was in my wedding, he's like, "Let's meet up. Let's get a drink together. I'm in Vegas."
所以有一天，那个参加我婚礼的那个牧师呢，他就说，哎，我在这个 Las Vegas， 我们来碰个面吧。
And he's telling me, me and him.We're no longer serving in ministry.
他就告诉我说呢，他跟另外那个牧师，他们两个都已经不在教会侍奉了。
We didn't even go to church.
他们甚至连教会都不去了。
Says they're pursuing their own endeavors.
他们在追他们自己的梦想。
They said they can't pursue God and they can no longer serve Him again.
所以呢，他说他们不追求神了，他们也不再侍奉神。
They lost their faith.
他们失去了他们的信仰。
They weren't sure anymore if God loves them or God exists.
他们甚至都不能确定说是不是神爱他们，或者是真的有神。
The moment he told me that, it broke my heart.
他这样讲，我的心都碎了。
They were so gifted, so spirit-led, and so passionate.
他们原来是这么有恩赐、有属灵、这么热心侍奉的神。
Yeah, the whole time, we were together trying to convince him that, you know, God is there, God loves him.
我就跟他讲说，我们短短相聚的时间，我说神是爱你的啊，要回到神的身边。
I didn't cry when I wrote this, but I'm crying now. It just breaks my heart because what God has done is so amazing, so beautiful, and I was just so embraced by His love. How could people turn away from Him, you know?
所以呢，每次我这样听到这些事情的时候，就是很让我伤心。神的爱是这么的美，这么的好，怎么我们可以背叛离弃他
？And I know God has blessed me with a beautiful marriage and. I have experienced love that I never knew was impossible.
神呢赐福给我一个美好的婚姻，我所经历的爱呢是我以前没有经历过的。
It was been a complete joy ever since I met her.
我认识我太太以后就是充满了喜乐。
Before we started dating, I thought about her so much.
在我们还有约没有约会以前，我就一直想着她。
I couldn't stop thinking about her everywhere I went. I just picture her and Yeah, it was a beautiful. It's just so beautiful. Like I just couldn't wait to be with her.
反正他脑筋里早晚都想的都是他。
I always thought I was wondering if we'd ever get together. I literally thought it'd be impossible that she's this distant, impossible, unattainable, godly woman.
我就在想，我怎么可能会得到她？她是这么一个虔诚的这个又虔诚的这个女人，又遥不可及，我怎么可能会跟她在一起
？And the miracle happened. She said she had feelings for me too.
那奇迹发生了，她说她对我也有感情。
And after that, our love grew every moment after that.
所以从那开始，我们的爱就不停的在增长。
But it'd be shameful to forget all that.
如果把那个忘了，是不是非常可惜的事呢
？To make marriage about duty and things we're supposed to do and forget about love.
就是说，我们把婚姻当作是一个责任也忘记就是要去做我们该做的事情，而忘记了我们当初的爱。
The same time, it would be shameful to forget about our relationship with God and make it about duty.
同样的，如果我说我们把这个跟神的关系当作是个责任的话呢，就忘了神的爱，也是很可惜的。
We have to know without a doubt it.Breaks God's heart to fall away from His love.
我们知道，如果我们说那个远离了神，我们一定会使神非常伤心的。
When we sin against Him, we're lost and broken. God will restore us, but when we forget about God and turn away from Him, that's what really breaks His heart.
当我们呢犯罪的时候，我们背叛背逆神的时候，成为一个失丧的人，那个时候就真正是伤那个神的心了。
He said, "I'll never, ever, ever forget about you."
神说，我永远永远不会忘记你。
He would never forget about us, and that He'll send His Son on the cross for our sins.
他不会忘记我们，他甚至把他的独生子就为了因为我们的罪而死在十字架上。
The cross here behind me is a sign of His great love.
在我后面的十字架就是代表神的爱。
May we always see it.And remember it in all that we do.
所以呢，让我们时时刻刻都不要忘记。
So that we here in this church, all of us, whatever we do, no matter how we do it, that we always do it in remembrance of Him.
所以我们在这边，我们在这个教会，不管我们做什么事或怎么去做，都要让我们记得我们都是要记得耶稣基督的爱。
So not only are we a beacon of light as a church, but we are a body of love. Christ's love in us.
所以呢，我们不但是在黑暗中的一个灯塔哦，我们也是呢一个爱的肢体。这耶稣的爱在我们当中。
That even in our marriage, with our kids, in places where we work, people that we can impact, that we can transform others with God's love, because we are embodiment of God's great love.
所以呢，我们不管在我们的婚姻或家庭里面，在我们可以有影响力的地方。都让我们能够成为神伟大爱的化身，愿我们永远。
May we always remember His love.
愿我们永远记得他的爱。
Father God, you've never forgotten about us. You'll always be there for us. You'll always be working in our lives, even though we turn away from you, even though we go against you, God.I pray that we'll always turn back to you in everything that we do. We love you. And that everything in our lives and all the relationships and that we never forget about that, that we're always pursuing you. We're always driven by you. We're always focused on you. And we're always serving you with love, God. I pray that we are a body of church, that we are a lampstand to this world, that they see this world as this weak world, butWhen they see us, they see your love, they see light, they see hope, and they're refreshing, we're a refreshment to our souls because of what you've done, God. Thank you so much. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.